So you had a chance to hear Tim Miller on last night's show talk about cost recovery regarding the debacle of trying to find Kaylee Anthony and the fact that the Anthony family called him. Now, I've got my own comments to make about that, and I've been very public when I said that I was one of the people that suggested to Cindy Anthony to contact Tim Miller. It'd be interesting to see where that goes. One thing Tim Miller was very upset about, he talked a little bit about it on air and talked a lot about it off air to me, is the fact that in Jose Baez's opening statement, he talked about how Kaylee Anthony was never missing. They knew all along that she had died and drowned in the pool. So sham, fraud, name what you want. There's a lot of raw emotion that's going on right now. You can blame the jury, you can blame the judge, you can blame the defense, you can blame the prosecutor, but really there's only one person to blame. And the person to blame is the person who's responsible for taking the life of Kaylee Marie Anthony. You can have your own opinion of that. Casey Anthony was found not guilty. Will there be a change in that? No, of course there won't be. That's jurisprudence. That's how things go. Is it right? We'll talk about O.J. Simpson, Robert Blake, Michael Jackson, and we can go on and on and on. Does the jury system need to be reinvented? Maybe. But one thing that is important is that Kaylee Marie Anthony never be forgotten, and maybe someday justice will be served. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.